And welcome back to In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and chances are in the past few weeks, if you've driven by on a Wednesday near the intersection of Anderson and Denison, you may have seen some traffic out there, and we're going to talk about why that is here. There's a free meal being provided every Wednesday as a partnership between the Food and Farm Council of Riley County and St. Isidore's Student Catholic Center here in Manhattan, and got a couple guests here from those organizations joining us to talk about the cons of student table. We have Father Gail Hammerschmidt joining us via Zoom. Good morning.
Morning. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Pleasure to have you. And Vicki James from the Food and Farm Council of Riley County. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
It is certainly a pleasure. I know we talked about a month ago about this endeavor that was going on to try to provide some free meals to K-State students Wednesdays at 5:30, and from what I can tell, it's been a pretty good success so far.
Yeah, we've been amazed at how well it is going. It's run very smoothly, and we couldn't ask for any more than what's been happening. It's been a real blessing to watch this come together and to see. I think Vicki can talk to about this, but particularly the smiles on the students' faces as they're grabbing the food. Vicki's been here every week, and maybe share a little bit about your experience, Vicki.
You know, the first week, I think our team was really nervous. Will the students come?
We were also wet because it was raining, and it was 50 degrees after being 100 degrees 2 days earlier.
Yeah, it was pouring rain. Rain was dumping off of our tents that we set up, and we had prepared 300 meals. That was our forecast, and we served out around 260 in the pouring rain. So that told us, hey, let's try this again. I think it's going to be okay. Then week two was beautiful weather, right? It had returned to beautiful weather. We again forecasted 300, and we ran out of meals in 40 minutes. I looked at Father Gale and said, I think my watch has stopped. And he said, no, it's only been 40 minutes. So we knew that this was a great program and that we were just elated to be able to do this for our K-State students.
Now, you have a different meal every week, a different menu, I should say. And I think last week it was ziti or something like some sort of Italian meal.
Yeah, you know, I got to give total credit to Erica Bauer, who's the hospitality instructor, and she's the manager at Lacey's Fresh Fare and Catering, and that's part of the hospitality management program at Kansas State University. And Erica and her students and their program are located in Justin Hall. So they put together the menu, and she has 8 weeks in advance created, and it's been a very diverse, delicious menu. We started off with lemon pepper chicken. We've had beef fajitas. That was the one that sold out in 40 minutes, if you will. Then we had an international dish of chicken curry, and then we had the baked pasta. Next week, we're going with meatloaf and baked potato, and I don't think Father Gale and I are going to get any leftovers.
That's the only downfall of this program. And so the very first week when we still had maybe, what did we have, 30 or 40 meals left, I received one of those. And then 2 weeks ago, we had about 15 meals left, and I received one of those. But the 2 other weeks, I have not received and been able to partake of this delicacy. So a little disappointed. I hear about the meatloaf and the baked potato, knowing that I'm not going to actually get one of them. And that's a little bit disappointing. I think maybe we're going to have to serve 401 meals this next week or something like that. In fact, Vicki, tell them that we've upped, I think we talked about 300, but now we've upped it to 400 is what we're
right. Yep. After the first 2 weeks, we decided to forecast and go up to 400 meals. And this past week, I think we had like 10 left. We were able to feed a few volunteers. I think we served out 388 or 390. So we're sticking at the 400 right now. And it's, for me, I've shared with our team, it's the most exciting part of my day and my week when I come and help with this. And what I have observed has been genuine gratefulness, humility, and awe from the K-State students. I couldn't be more in love with our university students, and they're so appreciative. I can't get over the words. And we're starting to have students that come back, which is great. And so it creates time for dialogue and having fun and interacting with them. And I just think they feel supported. And that just has a feel good, especially during this darn pandemic, that we're able to put together a solid group of community, church, and all sorts of partners to be able to make this happen for our students.
Yeah. And this is open to any K-State students and their families. You certainly don't let anything deter you away from going to get yourself a free meal and then getting a little bit of fellowship on the way as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we love, is we're just seeing a wide variety of students that are stopping in and saying hello and grabbing that meal with a smile on their face. And we want to run out of food. We want to have to actually kick this up to maybe 500 meals that we're preparing every week. I know Erica and the good folks at Lacey's are well prepared to do that. I would also echo what Vicky was saying, and what a gift Lacey's has been for us, and Erica in particular. She's fun to work with. Even her students have talked to me about how much they love being able to do this. There's a catering class where in the past they didn't have the opportunity to prepare meals on a large scale. And so this helps the students to actually have the opportunity to do what it is that they are being taught to do, which is to prepare and then to box up these meals and get them ready for transport, which is something they'll be doing one day in the future as caterers.
And especially during the pandemic, so many university students have been really challenged, as their instructors have, in how to deliver curriculum so that it really is hands-on. So this is an awesome opportunity that Erica's students are having to prepare catering situations during a pandemic. It's just going to be amazing for their future that they've had this opportunity. And again, it goes back to what quality we're able to offer to these students. So this isn't, you know, getting a boxed packaged thing or a ramen noodle sort of deal. This is legit. So it's a quality protein and whole grains or one or two grain servings of fruits and vegetables and a brown bag breakfast that goes with it. So normally there's a fruit and granola bars or a dry cereal box that go along too. So we still have students say, well, do I choose one or the other? Or no, you get to have both. So that's been kind of a fun thing for the students to get excited about too.
All right. So again, it's every Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. out at the parking lot of St. Isidore's Catholic Student Center here in Manhattan. Let's talk about the process of how you go up. It's a kind of a drive up and get it and go type of meal service.
Yeah, that's right. We have a couple of different places where you can turn in off of Denison Avenue. We have the main driveway here at St. Isidore's that people can turn in. And then we also utilize the Kansas State parking lot just to our north. And we set up white tents. People will see those tents, and they'll kind of have, we'll have our students as well, our volunteers, with signs saying turn here or turn there. Sometimes one of the drives gets a little bit backed up, and we then encourage them to head to the other drive. It's a pretty smooth running operation. We will, here in the next few weeks, we're going to have to adjust things slightly because our driveway here at St. Isidore's will be shut down for a few weeks because of the construction of our renovation. But we'll just make some adaptions, and we'll have students out there with signs. People will turn in, and it works pretty cool. Vicky and her team, and I want to actually mention the names of a few of the people who've just volunteered every week who are a part of our committee. We have Abby Rouse, who runs this from our side. She's our liaison to our committee. Jennifer Retley-Thomas. We obviously Vicky Kelly Whitehair, working with housing and dining services. And she's the transport from the food from Lacey's to our parking lot to St. Isidore's. Kevin Roberts and Erica Bauer, those folks have been really dedicated and doing a great job. But the team itself, if Vicky, you want to talk a little bit about the process when they drive up and you're asking them how many they want, and then you've got the no what hands-free delivery, and talk about that a little bit, because I think it works so splendidly.
In the middle of a pandemic, so many programs have had to shut down. And so it's a little bit ironic, if you will, that we started up in the middle of a pandemic. But the experience and background of many of the people that we're working with on our team is food service. including mine. So we were well prepared to figure out how to serve quality food with non-contact delivery. So yeah, we have a couple of people that are walking towards the cars. We're all masked up and asking how many meals. And then we turn around and signal to someone at the tent how many. And those are placed in a tub. Someone walks the tub over to the driver's side. They put down their window. The driver takes the meal out of the tub themselves. And we've encouraged all of the K-State students to come masked up when they come through. And the majority of them are. I'd say 90% are wearing their masks. So we appreciate that. It's taking care of all of us together. Then we turn around, set the tubs back down, they're sanitized, and then we do it all over. I love to be what we call the car walker. I love to walk over to the cars and say hey to the students and have fun with them. And it's a way of evaluating too, you know, how are they liking this? How did they hear about it? I had a mom last week say, oh my gosh, I just heard about this. Are you seriously doing this every week? So the appreciation is great. And Abby's done a really good job. She's set up a text line. It's tinyurl.com, Kansa student table. And the students can actually sign up for that text line and find out what the menu is every week and be reminded. So it's a way for them to easily connect. She's also set up an Instagram at Kansa student table and a Facebook page at Kansa student table. So we're really getting out there with different ways for the students to stay connected, and we hope to use that for feedback as well as engaging more students to come and participate.
Well, guys, I'm out of time here, but I encourage people to come out and check out this free meal every Wednesday. Students can feed themselves and their families. It's a great event, 5:30 at St. Isidore's Student Catholic Center here in Manhattan. Father Gale, Vicki James, thank you so much. It's a great opportunity here. I think it's going well.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon.
All right, that's going to wrap up our show here for today. Thank you for listening to News Radio KMAN.